and practically invisible, so it's easy on your ear and your wallet. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-400-1268. That's 1-800-400-1268. 1-800-400-1268.
FYI, St. Louis, Appliance Discounters is having the biggest Bosch warehouse sale of the year. Get the lowest price ever on Bosch appliances, and you'll also get a 10% rebate back on purchases of three or more Bosch appliances. We're not stopping there. When you purchase any Bosch dishwasher, Appliance Discounters will install it for free. Appliance Discounters is the fastest growing Bosch appliance dealer in the Midwest. Shop any of our four locations in Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, or Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch, another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves, just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
Managing depression, it's about getting you back to you. If you're still experiencing feelings such as depressed mood and lack of energy, whether or not you're taking an antidepressant, the Forward studies may be an option. They're evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression.
To learn more, call 888-44-MERCY. That's 888-446-3729 or visit forwardstudies.com.
Hi there, it's Frank, and you need to know, those of you who are looking, especially those of you looking for patio furniture, there is a huge sale the rest of this week at Amini's. Yeah, Amini's, the Copper Dome, Chesterfield Valley. When you walk in Amini's and you look through that store, I don't know that most people would know or get that the number one category in sales every year is patio furniture, especially since that's a seasonal purchase. Spring, summer, fall, not the dead of winter. But even though it's not something most people buy all year, it is the number one category for them. And I think the reason is, I cannot think of anywhere else where you can go where you're going to find as much patio furniture, especially as much of this quality patio furniture. There is no junk at Amini's. We have bought in our lives as a married couple more than our share of junk patio furniture. Mainly because it's certain parts of our life, that's all we could afford, was just cheap crap. So you get what you can get. When you are in a position to buy it right and buy the really good stuff, this is where you go. You go to Amini's, especially now, because they've got as much as 60% off on some of this furniture. And the reason for that is they had an opportunity to buy a lot of patio furniture, some of it last year's model. Who cares if it's 2014 furniture or 15? It's not like a car where you can go, huh, that's last year's fire pit or, you know, lounger or whatever it is. Check it out. This is patio furniture that you're going to have for a long, long time. Really good stuff. No junk at Amini's. And, of course, while you're there, please check out everything else. The Jaffe Lighting Collection, pinball machines, the arcade games, the jukeboxes, the area rugs, and the Jaffe Lighting. All of it. All of it. It's a fantastic place, and there is not another store like it except the Amini's in Kansas City. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome, Amini's.com.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the wagony chair. How much is that doggy in the window?
Well, this is quite a treat. Bill in for Frank today and tomorrow. And I couldn't tell you the last time I got to chat with this gentleman, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, brought to you by Laclede Cab. I know Laclede Cab very well. They sponsored my segment as well. They sponsored Dr. Doug. The app is STL Taxi. It's a very cool app, interactive app. Great way to get a Laclede Cab anytime you need it. Download it on your phone. You never know when you're going to need it. Laclede Cab, the app again, is STL Taxi. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon to Dr. Doug.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everyone today?
Good, Dr.
Real
Doug.
Real well. How are you, sir?
I am AM in the PM.
All right.
How are you?
I'm really well. I was telling these folks that I was in Houston, Texas for the last few days, and one of the things I did yesterday morning, I was at the Houston Zoo, which I'll say once again, it was a nice zoo, but it wasn't anything close to our wonderful St. Louis Zoo.
I have worked there.
And what did you think? Here's what I didn't like about the Houston Zoo. And I really only noticed this when I started trying to take a few pictures. You look at everything through a fence. Every animal you're looking. And as to where the St. Louis Zoo, they've got most of the exhibits where you can actually see things unobstructed.
Right. Yeah. And the more natural it looks, hopefully you get more natural behaviors from the animals. So it's a better presentation. You learn more, too.
And I'm curious if you've heard of this animal. By the way, the phone numbers are 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug will take your animal and pet questions here. But have you ever heard of anything called a shoebill stork?
Of course. One of my favorite animals.
They look like a Muppet. Is that?
Yeah, they're from the Sudan.
Okay. All right.
I know them well. I've worked with them at the San Antonio Zoo, and I worked there as a student.
Yeah, this woman that I met down there, she was like, you have got to see my favorite animal in the entire zoo, and that's where she took me. And to me, they looked like something off the Muppet Show. Or
they looked like a cartoon caricature.
What did you say, Dan? They looked like something out of Star Wars. It was interesting-looking animals.
Yeah, they're great animals.
The shoebill stork. So phone lines are wide open for you folks, and I'm sure Dr. Doug has some things he wants to chat about as well.
Yeah, I'm just happy that we're getting some good weather, and I always warn people that when you start cleaning out your garages and your basements that you have a lot of items that can be harmful, like fertilizer, there might be some insect poisons and stuff like that, and just remember that your cats and your dogs are going to be exploring right on your heels, and you have to be sensitive to what's there and what isn't there, and just be real careful. A lot of people clean out their cars and get rid of the antifreeze, and that drains out. It tastes very sweet, and it's very, very toxic to the animal's kidneys, and very often they want to drink it because it tastes so good.
Yeah, some people have given animals, or dogs especially, like antifreeze to kill them.
Oh, nice.
And they get, oh yeah, they do.
I don't fool around with those people. Are they your friends?
No, but I know. I've heard about that, where people will actually give a dog or some sort of animal antifreeze because
neighbors,
it's so sweet.
In a squabble with each other or whatever. Yeah.
People are crazy.
They are.
I'm curious, Dr. Doug, again, back to Texas. I was at a rodeo for the first time.
Those are fun.
But what do you think as an animal guy? Obviously, you're an animal lover. But it really bothered me to see the way that some of these animals are treated. And I'm sure I'm sure it's fine. It's okay. I mean, my God, they've been doing it forever. But like when guys would jump off of horses take a steer down to the ground, flipping them over. I don't know. I found something that was, I didn't like that.
Well, and there's different opinions. I haven't been to a rodeo in years, but when I went, it was kind of just the excitement of the rodeo. But it's like it's the same argument about zoos and, circuses.
Mm-hmm.
They all kind of, there's a good side and there's a bad side to all these things. So you just have to take a position and stick to it. But I know what you're saying exactly.
Wouldn't you argue, though, a zoo, or pretty much anymore, most zoos, most of the animals are there because they can't survive on their own outside of that zoo?
They got there either because nowadays because they were bred in captivity, most things aren't being imported anymore.
Mm.
So they don't, those animals really don't, in most cases, don't know what it means to be in a wild state. And then unfortunately, the land is so fragmented in the wild that it's hard to replace an animal back into the wild, because they don't have, they don't have a complete forest. Like elephants travel thousands of miles a year in their normal wild range, but nowadays they have to crisscross to find forest, or they go through human patches, and then they get in conflict with the humans.
Right.
So we're really creating a dilemma for the animals in the wild, for sure.
But I think there are some places, when I went to this one place in Panama City Beach, it's called Gulf World, I think, Gulf World Marine Park, and I had this conversation with them. I said, well, what do you say to people who say, hey, you need to release all of these animals? And they said that all of the animals that they had, all the marine animals that they had, were in danger, and they had been brought back to rehabilitate them, and so they're there. Otherwise, they would basically be dead if they had left them where they were.
Well, that's probably true in some cases, and there's certain animals that I just don't think do well in any kind of captive setting. Those are like in the zoos in particular, like elephants or large primates that are extremely intelligent. So basically, The best you can do, the best you can to try and make their sunning as good as it could be, but they still go to bed in a concrete area, and they don't know concrete. You know, if you talk to anyone that works in the wild, all they know is lush green stuff. So, you know, you just got to find a position. I think the good part of zoos is they are trying to educate people about the plight of these animals. And as long as they do it honestly and they do the best they can, that's what we can ask for. But, again, like I said, they're not pulling animals out of the wild anymore. It's very rare, maybe some reptiles and some bird species, but most of the big mammals are protected now.
Yeah, and that's what I heard they're redoing with the bear exhibit here at our zoo. They're going to make it more natural and not as much.
Do you know that those were the first zoo...
Polar bears, right?
No, I was going to say the old bear exhibits with all that natural rock.
Right.
That was the first example of artificial rock. They took imprints off of the along the Missouri River or someplace, and that was the first time it was ever done in a zoo setting was to create those kind of exhibits. So they were kind of a feature for a long time.
They had, speaking of the zoo, you know, we have our wonderful train that we have that goes around the zoo. In Houston, they had, and what is kind of the equivalent of our Forest Park they had down there, they had that zoo, same kind of train. I don't know what the model is, but it ran all the way through the park, like through all these different areas of downtown, and then zoomed back into the zoo in Houston. Yeah. I thought that was kind of
That's
cool thing.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah. All right, we've got a couple of calls.
Okay, great.
314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, and Peon, I just hit this top one here like this.
That's right.
Okay, and this is Tony. Tony, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How you doing today?
Good, Tony. And you?
Good. And my question is about female bird dogs. I'm a quail hunter, pheasant hunter.
Yeah.
And spaying those females. And I wondered if you had any thoughts on if it deterred their hunting drive by spaying a dog. And I guess I should just hang up and listen to your thoughts on that, if that's okay.
I don't think that should affect them at all. And my concern, if you don't spay them, I've worked as an emergency veterinarian as well, and inevitably, most females that are not spayed eventually go through a cycle, and after the cycle, they go into what's called a pyometra or uterine infection, and then suddenly you've got potentially a life-threatening condition. So I think unless you're breeding for a purpose, then and I think even that has to be controlled, then I think you should go ahead and spay them. It's much healthier for them. And also, if you spay them within, I believe it's about by their third or before their third cycle, then you decrease the incidence of breast tumors later in their life. So there's a couple of good reasons why you want to do it.
Yeah.
All right. And up next is... Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. I have a question about my 8-year-old Great Pyrenees.
Okay.
He is a great dog. He always has been. But I believe lately he has taken to leaving his mark around the house, whether it's on some clothes in my son's room laying on the floor
or
against the trash can. Yes. And yesterday it was against the bathroom wall. We've taken... to closing off all the doors in the home, you know, as we're gone during the day for work. But after 8 years, what's up with him?
Well, I would rule out, the first thing to do is rule out an infection or possibly a bladder stone, which can happen in older dogs. And that might be all it is. And then once you correct that, then your problem goes away. If it is truly a behavioral change, then you're going to have to do, first of all, you're going to have to clean up those areas where there have been markings, and you might have to use a special product. There's one at, I think you can get at Sam's called Otoban.
Okay.
And you want to clean out the areas where he's been because he's just going to be redrawn to those areas.
Okay.
And then you might have to talk to a behavioralist to try and kind of recondition or retrain him and take away some of his freedom until he knows the rules again. But always rule out the physical first. So get to your vet, let him work it up, make sure it isn't a bladder or kidney infection that's causing it. At his age, you should probably get a little blood work done as well.
Does that ever stop?
That was my question, too. I've heard the old wives' tale of 7 years equals 1 year of a dog. However, that varies in different dog breeds, including bigger dogs.
Yeah, so but a Great Pyrenees, the bigger the dog.
Is he considered a senior dog now?
Yeah, he would be a senior dog, but he still could, you know, he could easily live up to 12, 14 years if he's lucky. And Yeah, he's got plenty of life left, so I would definitely get him worked up and give him every opportunity to get healed, if that's what it is.
Kimberly lets him live that long.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the issue right now. Okay, well, thanks, Dr. Dog. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And I've peed on the wall. I don't know what the big
deal
is about that.
Well, I was going to say, your husband.
Yeah, I was going to say, that could be, crap. What
does that usually stop when you get a dog fixed, a male dog fixed? Does that stop?
Well, I mean, theoretically, if you don't fix them, they're going to have the marking behavior that's, you know, it's kind of influenced by the presence of testosterone, your male hormone. But if you wait too long to get them neutered, they sometimes learn male behaviors, and then even neutering them isn't going to be an assured way of getting rid of that behavior. So,
all right, we have one more. What's making that noise? What am I hearing? What
that's my dog squeaking on his toy.
Okay. as simple as that. All right, here's Bob. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Hi there.
Hey, Bob.
I have a rat terrier female. She is approaching a year and 3 months old. Mm-hmm. She's gone through two heat cycles already.
Okay.
And at her third heat cycle, I know this fellow that keeps red foxes.
Okay.
And I would like to cross her with a red fox.
Nah, I think it's a bad idea. 100%
rat terrier, and she's a pretty good-sized rat terrier. I'd say pound for pound, she's ever bit as big as a fox.
Why would you want to do that?
I can't support that. I just feel like there's no reason for that, logical reason, and one animal might hurt the other. And, you know, if you want to breed her, if you have to breed her, then breed her with one of her own kind.
Yeah, not red fox.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, you don't think it would be an interesting cross then?
Well, I just don't think it's a good idea.
All right, thank you, Bob.
Okay, thank you.
Coming in.
Thank you.
I don't know about that.
That was crazy.
Do we have time? Yeah. There's no way.
That was time for one more.
We got one more. Let's do one more. Here is Steven. Good afternoon, Steven.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Steven.
I have a long-haired miniature dachshund.
Okay.
About 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We tried everything, even the stuff called Nasty Habit, because he has a tendency to do his number outside, turn around, and eat it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So there's a product
that
called
is a nasty habit.
There's a product called Forbid that most veterinarians carry, and you put it in their food, and it's very effective at stopping that. And the other thing, Adolph's meat tenderizer. If you want to walk around the yard and put it up on the samples, a lot of times that'll deter them. And the other choice is simply
deterred.
To follow along when he's going out in the yard and pick it up.
Well, that's what we do. We follow along. However,
there's always
5:30 in the morning, my wife's at the doorway, and she's got to do her business too.
Oh, yeah.
You have to keep her on a leash?
No.
Okay, good. Well, I think those are your choices.
Forbid.
But ask your veterinarian about a product called Forbid. It's been very successful, and there are some other ones out on the market, but that's one I'm most familiar with.
Wonderful. Well, we tried the one that was called Nasty Habit, and it didn't work.
Mm. Yeah. Try this other one.
And some breath mints.
You know, we do the breath mints. Trust me.
Wow.
Trust me.
Does he kiss
you
in the mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, stop. All right. Thank you, Steven.
Yes,
thank you. See you later. All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Doug.
Have a wonderful week.
You too, sir. See you later. Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Brought to you by Laclead Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, the app. Download it for free. STL Taxi. It's STL Taxi. And once in a while, you actually, on television, you'll see the STL Taxi app. Yours truly, the voice of the TV commercial. How about that? I don't want to brag, but, you know, there I am.
Whoa!
I think that was bragging.
Yeah, not a little bit. Got to brag where you can. There you go, Laclede Cab. All right. Wow, here's a guy I haven't talked to in quite some time. Here is John Londoff. John, good afternoon. How are you, man?
Billy, how are you doing?
Real well. Real well. Never been better. Thanks for asking.
You sure sound good.
Was he being facetious?
Yeah, no, I couldn't tell.
I think that was truthful.
No, you sound good. You sound, hey, how about this? You sound great.
I think he's actually paying you a compliment.
Okay, thank you. It took me a moment, but thank you. I appreciate that. You sound great, too.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you always question you know, the
your sincerity. No,
I didn't get my comment. What is that? Was that a knock on car dealers?
I've heard some of your commentary between you and Frank.
Car dealers being liars, huh, guys?
No, we're just used to the back and forth between you and Frank, I guess. Just, and most of the time, those are some jabs. Yeah, but that was not a jab.
I figured since I'm in the chair here, maybe I was getting some of that.
Oh, Bill, I like you.
Oh well, thank you. I like you too.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. But how are you today? Good.
Yep, everything's going well. Just back from Texas, and happy to be back in town. And wish the weather was a little warmer, but you know what? That's all right.
It's nice, man. It's still nice. You know, I heard it snowed in Minnesota today or somewhere.
Mm. Today, the other day, how much snow did Chicago get? They got like
a lot of snow. I think.
Yeah, they got like 7 inches or something. That's insane.
No, I couldn't stand that. They've already had the 40 to 50, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
No,
crazy.
Thank you.
So it's not bad. Not bad weather at all.
They can have it.
It's horrible.
They can have it. Hey, do you still coach high school hockey?
No. I do not. But young John Londoff III helps coach the Whitfield Warrior hockey team. So proud of him. He was coaching some youth hockey with the Rockets Hockey Association. And since he's a Newcar sales manager at Jenny Londoff Chevrolet, he's got a limited his time, so he had to drop the youth hockey team and just help with the assistant coaching of the varsity hockey team at Whitfield. So proud of him, you know, giving back to a sport that he loves so much and helps out with the kids. He also did a stint with the locomotive group, which is the
Gateway Locomotives with Kelly Chase.
Downs. Kids, and he just loved it. Just had so much fun.
We used to do, I would play Kelly Chase and Tony Twist put that on every year out at the Chesterfield ice rink.
We went to see you one year.
Yeah.
Remember that? We all booed.
When they announced your name,
we all booed.
It was a great time. Always a full packed house, and they always did it in the, that Olympic size rink there. And we played, it was the media against the Blues alumni. And it would have been cool.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
It would have been cool. They don't do it any longer. But it was all for the Gateway Locomotives, and all the Gateway Locomotive people were out there, and the kids and everything, and they had a blast.
Oh, yeah. They're so cute. It is so cute. You just love them up. But we're having a great day here today at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, thanks to the AM and the PM crowd. And let's have a shout out to Dustin. In pronouncing his last name, Curtit, C-U-R-T-I-T, Dustin, traded in a Toyota for a Chevy Cruze, and he is AM and the PM.
Dustin,
thank you very, very much for your business, and hopefully say hello next time you come in. And, we got up to $12,500 off of Chevy Silverados. We must sell another 25 Silverados between now in the end of the month, which, hard to believe, is next Tuesday, is the 31st of March.
God, I know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So then that a week from today is April 1st, which, of course, is April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
What's one of the greatest April Fool's jokes you guys have ever played on somebody?
Who? Man.
Never really done.
When I was in high school, and I don't know how great this is, but we filled a guy's car full of those packing peanuts. So when he got out to his car, he had to open up, and the whole car was full of those things. That was kind of fun. Kind of innocent, right?
Yeah, that's innocent. That doesn't do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
My one brother just, but he did, it wasn't April Fool's, but this is something, this is an idea for April Fool's. He did to my other brother on his birthday. He took shrink wrap over and shrink wrapped his car closed.
Oh, my God. That'd be terrible. Sounds like a lot of effort.
Oh yeah, well, he just wrapped it all around there and everything, and he came out to take the kids to school, and they couldn't get in the car, and one of the boys looked up and said, "Uncle Jeff." They knew who did it.
That's no good. Well, just be careful next Wednesday, because somebody, I'm sure, out there will try to play a joke on you. But the thing at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, there are no jokes. This is all about having fun buying a car. New Chevy, new car, truck, SUV, pre-owned vehicle, having a great day in the pre-owned department. We need nice trade-ins. Well, we take anything on trade, even boats, campers, four-wheelers.
Motorcycles?
What's that?
Motorcycles?
Oh, yeah. We take probably 25 motorcycles a year in trade.
Wow.
Put them on the showroom floor and sell them. This is a great time to trade a motorcycle. We've had some people come in like in November, December. We're like, you know, I just want to wait a few months because really, you know, motorcycle weather here coming around the corner. But no, you know, it's springtime, beautiful weather, a little cold here and there, but you know, it's right around the corner.
How's that Chevy Trax doing? Is that selling pretty good?
Great, great. Yeah, great little vehicle. It's awesome looking vehicle. And you know, if the Chevy Equinox is just a little bit too much, the Chevy Trax will fit right into your pocketbook. You know,
I love the Equinox.
Probably about maybe $100 less a month in the payment, but interest rates are super low. They're still unbelievably low, and credit is available. Just had lunch with some great folks from Central Bank, and so we're signed up with every major lender, every major finance company, in the area, and some we've been doing business with for over 30 years. So, you know, a lot of people have had a little hitch in their credit. Not to worry. The majority of the market today, has had some credit situations in the last few years. We're here to take care of you, take care of everybody. We'll take cash too. If you want to pay cash, heck yeah, we'll take that check. really probably 85% of the people finance, and you know, it's a way to go. And leasing also is a great way to get a new car, a new truck. But you know what? We just want to make sure you have fun with the experience, and got a lot of inventory, about 800 plus new cars, new trucks, and pre-owned vehicles. And you know, speaking of which, I haven't seen one of either of you here at the dealership lately. So keep that in the back of your mind about maybe a new vehicle.
I've received a few phone calls. You have to know that your people that work there are doing their job, because I have received a few phone calls because my lease is coming up in August, and they're already talking to me about, and I want to come out and try, I want to come out and drive that Trax and see how that
right.
is.
Well, no, we'll give you a good 48-hour test drive for a couple of days.
Okay.
You will love it.
Last time I was in there, I was with my dad. Do you remember meeting my dad?
I did. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's the funny Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rich Cleveland, really the funny is. Cleveland.
No. Bill's funny. Mm. It's just that Frank picks on you. You know, Bill?
Bill's
funny.
Looking.
The funnier Cleveland.
He's funny looking.
Here's the deal. You and I do have something in common.
Yeah, we do.
We're a target for Frank.
Oh. I thought you were going to say something about both being nasally blessed. But
yeah. Nasally blessed. Oh, my goodness.
That's what I was thinking.
No, Ian.
Yes,
what,
sir.
What
yes,
in
sir.
The heck are you trying to say?
I don't know. You both have talked on occasion.
Yes, you do know. Don't try to hide.
You both have talked on occasion that
Frank,
you carry
know,
a little
Frank's
bit more
there
in the nasal
area. Behind, so you can't hide behind Frank. So.
No. But I like how Ian put it. That's kind of politically correct. Nasally blessed.
I was trying to say it in a nice way.
Well, I'm glad you're getting a lot of laughter out of this.
You can breathe a lot of air.
I'm not laughing, John.
I don't think there's not a thing wrong with our nose.
Oh, I'm sure it's the same with you, but we make fun of Bill's nose a lot here, and when he's out in public and people come up, they go, "Oh, your nose isn't that big." Yeah, what are they talking about? So it's mostly just for exaggeration.
Let's just say, if you guys had to wear glasses, there's no chance of them falling off your face.
Oh man.
Man, you know what? Somebody must have told you that line, because you couldn't have come up with it.
No, I just made it up, I swear.
You read it somewhere. Don't swear. It's not nice. Okay, listen, we are open late tonight, as late as your great listeners want to keep us. And come and visit the next generation, John Londoff III and Sam Londoff, along with some unbelievable great management team here, Mark Thornton and Mike Price and Chip Bunterberg, and just a great group of folks that I've been blessed to call teammates to take care of the great AM and the PM crowd. So give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And, you know, if you come up and I'm here and you want to look at my nose and tell me if you think it's big or not, I would love to, okay? You know, listen, I've had this nose for 56 years. It hasn't, well, I guess when I was younger, it hadn't been broken for yet. So, yeah, it's It's a masterpiece. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, it is. That's what I tell people.
Set up at 365 at lawnduck.com. You can almost do the entire process online. And if you're too busy, if you're running a business, we'll bring the vehicle out to you. We'll bring it to your house. We can even bring the paperwork out to you. So we'll make it fun, make it easy. We just, this week, we've delivered vehicles to Oklahoma and Texas.
Wow.
Just took a, I don't know if it's online yet, but we just took a classic 68 Corvette Stingray in on trade.
Oh.
It's a great guy. Man, bought a crew cab, four-wheel drive Silverado. So two-wheel drive crew cab Silverado. So, all right, that's all I got. And it's been, as always, a pleasure. You know, it's more fun talking to you, Bill, than Frank.
I hope word doesn't get back.
Wait, yeah. What about us? Ian and I are here.
You've actually talked the most out of the segment.
Yeah.
That normally doesn't happen.
You know what, Ian, that's the truth.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll start talking about something, and all of a sudden it's like...
It's your commercial, and you don't get to talk.
Have you met anyone that loves to hear their own voice more than Frank? Huh? I mean, he says a lot of funny stuff, I'll agree, but it's like... the other day I was sitting here literally doing nothing, listening to him talk, so... All right, kids, give us a call, 314-837-1800, and everyone driving, drive safe out there.
All right. See you, John.
See you, John.
Bye.
Bye. Right there. There goes Mr. Londoff. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with some more. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And it's time for a look at traffic right now. We're going to go airborne. It's Tim Weiland.
Thank you, Dan. We are circling over an accident. At first we went by and didn't think it looked too bad, but then there was this SUV that crawled up over the trunk of a car ahead of it. So we've got a two-vehicle crash blocking two right lanes. That happens to be on westbound 40 between Spady and Ballas. Two right lanes are blocked, two left lanes getting through. Right now, traffic is backing up to Clayton Warson, and more emergency vehicles are coming on the scene. We're a little bit heavy on southbound 270 from just north of Olive to Ladue, but then things look great after that through Highway 44 down to 55. Downtown eastbound 40 jams up from the Ewing overpass before or just after Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that right lane is backed up to the ramp of Highway 44. If you're traveling westbound 44, that right lane ramping onto Highway 270 is jamming up from Lindbergh down through Highway 270, and Watson is slow from Guyer merging onto the Highway 44 ramp there. There's some kind of incident that's in the safety bay. Also on eastbound 40, we're looking at stop-and-go traffic from Timberlake Manor up through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by LifeLock. Identity thieves are looking forward to your tax return. Last year, they stole more than $5 billion from taxpayers by filing fraudulent returns. Put LifeLock to work for you. Use code TAX to save 10% at LifeLock.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday morning on McGraw Live. It's another house band Thursday with live music in studio. We'll talk about the 30th anniversary of the Breakfast Club. The folks from Graceland will join us in studio. And my friend Jay Blow, Jennifer Blom, joins us in studio with another furry friend to adopt from the APA. It's McGraw Live. Join us, won't you? We're here bright and early starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Eddie, what's all that humming about? Eddie, what the heck are you doing?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Shannon. I was meditating. I was trying to find enlightenment. You know, inner peace.
Enlightenment? Inner peace? Open your eyes, big boy. Take a look around. You're at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Okay.
Yeah, Eddie, at Fast Eddie's Bon Air, you can leave your troubles behind and enjoy the coldest beer in town. You can nourish your soul with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. Enjoy the sounds of live music and get in touch with nature at that huge patio of yours.
Wow, now I see the light, Mr. Shannon.
Fast Eddie's Bon Air is enlightening.
You know, as usual, you're right, Mr. Shannon.
If you're 21 and in the mood and looking for enlightenment, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
If you'd like to see more clearly without contacts or glasses, but you don't think there's a LASIK procedure that can help you, the first thing you need to see clearly is the truth. Because LASIK procedures are now available for more vision problems than ever. Nearsightedness, farsightedness, even astigmatism. Get all the eye-opening facts now from LASIK.com and see how we can offer a solution that's right for you. We can even offer a solution that's right for your wallet, too, including $400 off the LASIK procedure that's right for you. Individual results may vary. So call now, 1-800-600-8239. LASIK.com provides answers to commonly asked questions, brings you up to speed on the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and gives you access to America's leading LASIK providers. So if you want to see more clearly without glasses, get the facts about the LASIK solution that's right for you, and find out how to get $400 off, that's $200 per eye, at LASIK.com, call now, 1-800-600-8239. That's 1-800-600-8239.
Hi, this is Howard Richards. I'm a St. Louisan. I was born and raised in St. Louis, went to school here, and became a radio personality here at KTRS. My choice, St. Louis. Great city, great food, great people. It's where I work, it's where I play, and it's where I live. And when it comes to quality of life, whether raising a family or working for a living, there's no better place on earth. I want you to meet some people of St. Louis who feel just like me.
Since 1922, Pulaski Bank has been committed to supporting the community and delivering exceptional customer service and customized banking solutions to meet their clients' needs. If you want to experience banking like it ought to be, stop by Pulaski Bank and discover true community banking. They're large enough to matter, but small enough to care. Call them at 314-878-2210 or visit them online at www.pulaskibank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wow, floor squeaks can be annoying. If you live here in St. Louis, you don't have to live with them anymore. I'm Scott Diebold, and I own a local company called Squeak Stoppers. We stop floor squeaks. At Squeak Stoppers, we stop any type of floor squeak, no matter if it's on your second floor or your first floor, any flooring type, no mess, guaranteed for life. Contact us today at SqueakStoppers.com. That's SqueakStoppers.com. Let us take those annoying squeaks out of your floor for good. That's SqueakStoppers.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's Frank. Sometimes I think that in the almost 24 years, I think it is, that American Equity has been part of the show, sometimes I think that we just keep saying the same thing. But you know what? They really do a couple of things. They don't do everything. They're not in the appliance business. They're in the lending business. They loan you money. So hopefully what'll happen is after you hear what sometimes maybe seems to be the same message over and over and over, it'll sink in. And then one day when you need a mortgage, you'll know who to call, American Equity Mortgage, and you'll know the number, 314-878-9999. Or maybe one day, let's say you're already a homeowner, and then one day you realize you need some money you don't have. You need to borrow money. And there are a lot of people who are more than happy to loan you money. You ever notice that? All these lending places and bring us your paycheck and your car title or whatever, forget that. A lot of places will loan you money. But the people who are usually quickest to do it are the ones who want to hold you up, rob you, want to charge you a hellacious interest. If you're a homeowner, you do not have to do that. You can borrow money the smart way at today's ridiculous low mortgage rates. American Equity will walk you through it. you'd be amazed at how easy it is. One of the great perks of being a homeowner. Talk to them. Ask them about bill consolidation loans and home equity loans. Here's their number. I happen to have it. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Miss me. I know you miss me. I know you miss me, blood. I know you miss me.
Is this 80s day?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Frank is off today and tomorrow. I'm Bill Cleveland sitting in. Happy to be with you folks. Just watching the CNN has a is on the monitor in here. And there's a senator named Lindsey Graham. He's from, I want to say, South Carolina. Maybe it's North Carolina. And the other day he was on television. I remember he said something about he had never sent an email ever. Isn't that hard to believe that there would be somebody that
How
has never sent an? Well, he's on TV right now. Not that folks listening can see, but he—I don't know. What do you think? He's in his 60s, probably.
If you're on McGraw's show and 11.2, you'd be able to see it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Was that Culture Club that?
Yes, it Boy was. George. I
yes.
Right. Yeah. But isn't that hard to believe, though? That there are people who have never sent an email. I mean, that's just hard to sort of fathom.
My father.
Never?
Never.
Does he ever get on the computer?
No. But he has an iPhone now.
Oh, look at
him.
So, yes, which we all thought the day would never come where he would have a smartphone. But
well, I'll never forget the day. It wasn't that long ago, like maybe 6 months ago, and I looked down at my phone and I had a message, and a text message from my dad. And I never thought in a million years my dad would figure out how to do a text message. And so my brother, I guess, taught him that during the holidays that it was, you know, this is
how to do it. Oh, yeah, no, he's
texting
now, too.
So now he knows how to text.
It's funny, though, he'll do the voice to text sometimes, though. And But he won't double-check it afterwards to see what it says. He just sends it. So some of those are the most entertaining because there's words that don't make sense.
And he doesn't look to see.
My
dad called me over to the house. He had, and you probably now have had similar things with your parents, but and I'm very OCD when it comes to email. Like, I know it drives me crazy looking at your email. Like, if you'll have it up in the studio,
oh yeah,
you have a bazillion messages. Or I went over my dad.
In my inbox, I have 24,450.
Oh my gosh! Well, that's not even this story. I'm not even going to tell. I was just saying, my dad. I went to his house and opened up. He had Gmail up, and he had like 3,500 unopened emails. And I could just feel my heart about to beat out of my chest. I thought, what are you doing? And he has never, you know, doesn't archive. I mean, I archive them. I label them. Everything's got its place.
Oh yeah.
Not you,
yeah.
Huh? No. 24,000 unopened. Does Gmail still give you unlimited space? They used to have.
It's limited, but let's see how much.
But I wonder if anyone.
I am using. I'm up to 73% of my space.
You better delete.
I'm using 11 gigabytes of my 15 gigabytes.
So you're wasting 11 gigabytes of data.
But that's never deleting an email since. Let's go all the way back to my first page. Let's see here.
My goodness.
I don't even know. I don't know how I could do that.
No, I have to label everything and make sure I put it in a folder or delete it or get rid of it because I like.
I think 2004 is when I started Gmail, and so yeah, some of my. If I go back all the way to the first page, it'll I think it says 2004, but
so you have nothing in your trash on your email.
No.
Ian's trash is his inbox.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would absolutely drive me insane.
Wow.
Just you saying that number, 24,000.
Oh my god.
I'll save some because I'll get like a coupon or from Walgreens, or I'll get a coupon from Guitar Center and I want to save that cuz I want to go get something. And then I forget that it's there.
See, I just archive that stuff and then search for it. Or if I have stuff like, you know, a trip or whatever I need to do,
right.
I put it in a special folder so I know where all that stuff is.
We're not that organized.
Well, no.
But I guess technically, you can still search for stuff even if it's in your inbox, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So you
the
can still do
function
that.
Is, yeah, yeah, no,
so maybe
true.
I'm wasting my time because
exactly.
Essentially you have the exact same
they
thing.
They give you the space, use it. That's what I say.
All right. Good for you. God almighty. Coming up next hour, I have some, we're going to see well, Ian and Dan do with some TV trivia. Last Friday night, I had a TV trivia night.
I never get to compete. Every once in a while, we do little contests here, but so, I'm always the host.
So I'm going to let Dan and Ian the Peon, we'll see how much they know about TV trivia. If you were at our TV trivia night on Friday night, thank you for coming, first of all, and we had a great crowd. And we'll see what they know about television trivia. Those are always a lot of fun to do, so we'll see what you guys know. I have a story about a, I'll save it for after the break, but some good stuff coming up. I'm Bill Clevel, and in for Frank Opinion. We'll take a break. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, we're going to go airborne now and see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're still working with that crash. It is on westbound 40, and it's just before Ballas. The two right lanes are blocked. More emergency vehicles are on the scene. You're backing up now midway between McKnight and Clayton Morrison. It's going to be back to Clayton Morrison, or to McKnight here in just a few minutes because of the volume that's coming. Downtown eastbound 40 is jamming now from Compton to the Poplar Strait Bridge up in North County. Eastbound 270, you're running heavy. Just east of McDonald through New Florissant, northbound 170, it's a little heavy at the usual spot between Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Westbound 70 has that little slowdown, we'll call it, between Jennings Station Road and Lucas and Hunt. We've got an accident at Lockwood east of Elm, and on westbound 70 past the Earth City Expressway, debris in the roadway, that's causing a bit of a slowdown just a little west of Highway 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal, now just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time, with choices that will make both parents and kids happy at participating Wendy's for a limited time. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
FYI, St. Louis, Appliance Discounters is having the biggest Bosch warehouse sale of the year. Get the lowest price ever on Bosch appliances, and you'll also get a 10% rebate back on purchases of three or more Bosch appliances. We're not stopping there. When you purchase any Bosch dishwasher, Appliance Discounters will install it for free. Appliance Discounters is the fastest growing Bosch appliance dealer in the Midwest. Shop any of our four locations in Webster Groves, St. Charles, Arnold, or Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care, save $100 when you spend $500. See store for details. Offer valid March 26th through the 29th.